When rock and roll's luminaries gather in Cleveland for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, one flamboyant frontman will be noticeably absent. Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and
games. We got everything you want. How do we know the names? That's Axl Rose, lead singer of Guns N' Roses, which is set to be inducted this weekend. But Rose himself wants none of it. He will not be in attendance and insists he doesn't want to be inducted at all. Rose made his wishes known in an open letter to the Hall and to fans.
He writes, "The Hall of Fame induction ceremony doesn't appear to be somewhere I'm actually wanted or respected." He goes on to say the decision is personal and not intended to offend, attack, or condemn. Rose has feuded bitterly for years with the band's other original members.
Guns N' Roses is not the first band unable to put aside personal differences for its Hall of Fame induction. Paul McCartney was a no-show at the Beatles induction. Then there were the Sex Pistols, who, in 2006, wrote an expletive-filled note to say, "We're not coming."
Compared to that, Rose's letter is downright polite. He closes by saying, "I'd like to sincerely thank the board for their nomination and their votes for Guns' induction."
Axl Rose may not want anything to do with his former bandmates, but he has managed to hold on to the name Guns N' Roses and continues to use it on tour.
So, in a strange twist, if Rose gets his way, Guns N' Roses will take the stage in Moscow next month, looking nothing like its Hall of Fame roster.